From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. If you've run out of unemployment benefits, then for now you're out of luck. Republicans have defeated a Senate bill to extend jobless benefits for millions of long-term unemployed. The measure also included aid for states struggling to pay their debts and workers. Opponents say it would add too much to the deficit. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says no further action on the matter is likely before the July 4th holiday. Meantime, lawmakers have voted to reverse a 21% fee cut to doctors who treat Medicare patients. President Obama says he and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev have reset U.S.-Russian relations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the two countries are now working to expand trade.
After talks on a wide range of security issues, President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev sat down with business leaders from both countries. Medvedev, through an interpreter, said there's great potential for more trade.
Due to the crisis and to the difficulties which we had in our relations a certain time ago, this potential has not been tapped, and the volume of investments do not respond to what we need.
He's been trying to drum up support for his plans to build a high-tech area outside Moscow, and he traveled to Silicon Valley this week to get some inspiration and financial support for that. President Obama, meantime, said he's committed to helping Russia join the World Trade Organization. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors are facing the possibility that hundreds of their hard-won convictions may be set aside. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that the Supreme Court is reining in the use of an anti-fraud law that was key to convicting corrupt political and business leaders.
For decades, federal prosecutors have relied heavily on an anti-corruption law that makes it a crime to deprive citizens of the honest services of public officials and corporate executives. The Supreme Court dramatically limited the reach of the law, declaring that unless it is rewritten by Congress, it applies only to the core corrupt acts of giving or taking bribes or kickbacks. The decision cast a cloud of doubt over hundreds of convictions in cases involving corporate executives, former governors, former members of Congress, mayors, and other state and local officials. The court's decision came in the case of Jeffrey Skilling, a former Enron executive, convicted of, among other things, depriving investors of his honest services. Skilling may well remain in prison because he was convicted of other crimes as well. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A state of emergency is in effect in Bridgeport, Connecticut, after a severe storm ripped through the city today. Officials are investigating whether it was a tornado that toppled trees and power lines and smashed cars as it moved through the area. There were no reports of serious injuries. U.S. stocks fell sharply today amid worries about a possible recession and financial reform. This is NPR News. The defending world champion Italy has been eliminated from world competition at the World Cup. From South Africa, NPR's Mike Pesca has the day's results.
Arrivederci Azzurri. Italy is out for the first time since 1974. The Italians do not advance past the group stage thanks to their sloppy 3-2 loss against Slovakia. Italy entered the tournament with the best goalkeeper in the world, Gianluigi Buffon, but after he was injured in the first game, his replacement, Federico Marchetti, could not step up. The Slovaks had 4 shots on goal and scored on 3 of them. Paraguay wound up winning the group. They advance along with the Slovaks. Japan beat Denmark to earn a place in the knockout round, as did the Netherlands, which was assured they would be advancing, but defeated Cameroon nonetheless to run their record thus far to 3 wins in 3 matches. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Millions of iPhone lovers who waited for the latest version of the device now have their hands on one. Apple is struggling to fill orders as people line up at stores around the world. In Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown neighborhood, Zoe Nightingale admits to waiting hours for her second iPhone.
We're all meth addicts for this phone. It's a problem. We're addicted. Scratch our faces out to get it. You see us lined up like monkeys? It's disgusting.
Some customers were disgusted to find out that stores ran out of supplies. Apple is having a hard time getting enough parts for the iPhone 4 and the white version of the phone, which won't be ready until July. Some analysts say the company likely sent too many phones to some stores in the United States and not enough to others in other parts of the world. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.